The name Westcott is well known in Tallahassee. Florida State University's administration building bears that name. But the significance of the Westcott name is deeply embedded in American history. I'm Tom Flanagan. The person who would find herself tracking down that history didn't start out as an historian or genealogist. Christy Broderick Emanuel was born and raised in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. By a strange quirk of fate, her writing and research skills were honed at Florida State University.
When I was at FSU getting my MBA, I had two internships that really developed my research and writing skills. One was I was a legislative intern in the Florida House of Representatives, HRS Committee. I did that per year, and I was also thereafter research assistant for a marketing professor in the business school at FSU.
Emanuel eventually settled in Pensacola, Florida. She says the deepest roots of her own family tree were by no means of great interest to her until the day her phone rang.
I received a phone call from a woman named Susie Newcomb from Walnut Creek, California, telling me that her husband and my mother were first cousins, that their mothers were sisters, and they were descendants of a family called the Westcotts.
Newcomb asked if Emanuel, as a Westcott descendant, would be willing to safeguard the Westcott family's archives. Emanuel agreed, and then, having recently edited another writer's book, Emanuel became excited by the idea of assembling all that information into a comprehensive narrative, a definitive book on the subject of the Westcott clan.
Four boxes arrived at my doorstep. It was what I like to call a genealogical motherload, pun intended in part because it's my maternal line. It included four books that had been published by family historians as early as 1886.
Emanuel found the Westcotts went back much further, 22 generations, or nearly 800 years. The first to leave the English homeland would head for the New World in 1630. In America, Emanuel says, it seemed a Westcott was involved in nearly every important event. One accompanied George Washington on that famous boat trip across the Delaware River. Another became the acting territorial governor of Florida, which brings us to the Westcott, whose name is so familiar in Tallahassee.
James Diamond Westcott III went to West Florida Seminary. He died without issue, having served as the youngest jurist ever in the Florida Supreme Court. He went in at age 29 when he died. He willed his estate to the West Florida Seminary. His family contested his will. The case went all the way to the Florida Supreme Court, where James III had presided, and the university prevailed, which I think in today's dollars would be about $3 million that he would have bequeathed to the university. So FSU named the university administration building after him.
That's not the end of the Westcott story. Emanuel's two-volume work brings it nearly up to the present day. She'll be bringing the entire tale to Tallahassee in person this Saturday with a talk and book signing at the Barnes & Noble in the center of Tallahassee between noon and 2. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.